I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to get an update on the preparations for the UP 200, the Midnight Run, and Jack Pine 30 sled dog races from Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association. We've talked about the opening ceremonies for the UP 200 and Midnight Run, which are set for 6:30 Friday night in downtown Marquette, as well as an update on the mush bus to Grand Marais. But we started off with a full count of how many mushers are in each race. Here's more with Ross Anthony.
Right now, we're at 18 for the UP 200, 22 for the Midnight Run, and 15 for the Jack Pine. There's been some movement, and which we always see.
Oh, sure.
We were sitting at 20 strong for the UP 200 for a while, and then a couple moved into the Midnight, a couple dropped, and then a couple from
what's
the Midnight moved
what's
into.
What's the difference there? I wanted to ask you about that, because somebody asked me, said, well, how come they're starting this other race? Well, it's length, but it's also dog team, right?
Length, and then size of the dog team, and a lot of the reason for the movement is the condition of the dogs, and that has a lot to do with the health of, obviously, of the dogs. And Tom Gustafson, our head vet, does a great job of making sure that the dogs are taken care of, but it ultimately falls on the mushers and making sure that their dogs are trained for the event. And if they're not trained and they don't have enough dogs to run the UP 200, a lot of times we'll see them move into the Midnight Run, or likewise from the Midnight Run into the Jack Pine.
What is the schedule in terms of shutting down downtown tomorrow? Because I know this is where you bring in the snow, you build the track, and that doesn't happen just before the start. When do you start tomorrow for motorists to be aware of?
Washington East West will pretty much be closed all day at about 7 o'clock. They shut that down, and Oberstar will start moving snow in, and then our north south corridors, 3rd Street, 4th Street. We'll be open. I'm sorry, 4th Street's not, but 3rd Street and Front Street will be open.
And then you'll close that off just before.
That gets closed off right before the event starts. So make plans for that if you're moving around town. But again, the east, third and front are open. Washington's closed all day, so you'll be
You'll see it if you're heading down there, because this is a pretty big undertaking. And I'm always also impressed with how quickly it's cleared after everybody leaves, you know, after all the mushers are out. Two things that I want to make sure that you mention is that you're encouraging people to get down there early, like you said, because there's a lot of some warming parties and things going on. That's one thing, right?
Yep. Get down there early. Take advantage of all the great businesses down there. And then also, you know, mentioning businesses, we can't make this happen without our sponsors. So, you know, Mining Journal, Eagle, Pure Michigan, Meyer is in this year, Travel Marquette, Enbridge, Ojibwa Casino. It's just everyone has come together this year. It's going to be exciting. I think this is going to be an amazing race.
I'm thinking this is going to be a big one, a big start this year. Now, it's at 6:30 is the start, downtown Marquette, but get there early. You can check out a lot of the businesses, get a bite to eat, maybe a couple of drinks, whatever it may be, and then it starts at 6:30 with the first mushers out of the gate at 7 o'clock, and they're going in two-minute intervals, so it'll take about 40 minutes to get them out. Then there's a break, and then at 8:30 you start off the Midnight Run, which starts in downtown Marquette as well, and that's going to be another 40 minutes of that. But the key again is the other thing I wanted you to mention is about the dogs. Make sure that you keep your dog at home.
Yep, make sure you leave your dog at home. And if you know anybody that has dogs, please ask them to leave their dogs at home. It's a constant struggle for us, and we would more likely not want, if we didn't have to have the conversation, it would be better. So it's not a conversation that we like to have.
Yeah,
so just.
It's just better to leave Fido at home. Don't take him with you. And if people have questions, they want to see the schedule, obviously headquarters is at the Holiday Inn, but everything's on your website, which is?
UP200.org. Go check it out. We also have seats on the mush bus, so if you're looking to get on the mush bus.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Check that out.
I heard the mush bus had sold out.
Yep, it did. And then we got a 56-seater bus. Pat Toriano decided to up the game a little bit. That's kind of feeds into the excitement that we're mentioning. We're thinking she's going to roll into Grand Marais and double the size of Grand Marais' permanent year-round citizens
population.
Just with the bus. I mean, and Grand Marais is a great place. And, and the population has nothing to do with how amazing they are. I mean, if it's 56, there's a lot more than that.
Well, there are seats on the mush bus then.
But go see Grand Marais. You know, get on the mush bus. It's a big charter bus, and we actually have 6 or 9 that are being picked up in Munising now. So
information again is at your website, which is
up200.org. Check it out.
That's the comments of Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.